Good evening. Hi, so good to be here. Oh, let's see. Well, first of all, thank you, Saturday Sunrise Meeting, for asking me to speak. When I first started working with my sponsor, it came up about service, and in that she said, "Oh, and by the way, if you're ever asked to speak, you just say yeah." And I was pretty early on in my program and thought, that's crazy talk. Anyhow, I have a little bit more time, so I'm happy to be here and realize this is as much for me and hopefully something you get out of it. But the process of spending the last couple months thinking about why I came to Al-Anon and why I stay, that's a good thing to kind of take inventory of. Because you can just keep going to meetings, but to step back and really think about how would I frame that up? First of all, I want to ask you what you think my costume is. I'm a 71 anniversary Al-Anon. I don't know. Just kidding. But when she said when she was asking for 71 year anniversary, I went, well, I could probably pull that off. So anyways, thank you. So I'll give you a little background before I say why I ended up coming to Al-Anon and why I stayed. I grew up in the Midwest, Cleveland, and had a pretty normal upbringing. No visible alcoholism or addiction in my family. Not to say it was a perfectly functional family, but I didn't have anything that was what I heard when I came to these rooms. And but my troubles began in my 20s when I got married and had three kids. And gosh, I was young, 23 when I got married, 25 when I had my firstborn. And then because that wasn't enough, twins came next. And so I had my hands full, and my husband was 10 years older and just going through the motions, didn't know a darn thing about how to be a mom and be a wife and all that, learning on the go, right? So when my son was 3 and a half, he was diagnosed with cystic fibrosis, which is a lung disease. So that was the first disease I had to deal with. And unfortunately, that same day he was diagnosed, my husband asked, he didn't ask, he said, I want a divorce. So my world just was torn upside down. And that's when I started developing this really strong will. I was determined to raise these kids. I was determined that nobody would get in the way of my doing my best to be a good mom. So, you know, that strength of character, I'm grateful that I had the temperament to, you know, not be put away, right? I mean, it's a lot. So anyhow, that's the good news. So that saw me through many, many years. And then my son, he had a double lung transplant. And that was when he was 18, 17. And my twins were 15 at the time. And that gave him another couple years of life. And the good news today is that kids with cystic fibrosis can live a good long life because they have great treatments for the symptoms. So I'm sad my son didn't grow up at that time, but nonetheless, it was a tough go of it as a single mom. And so just when my son passed away, just shy of his 21st birthday, and the twins were 18, so they're going off to college. I mean, it's crazy when I think about it. In fact, I try not to think about it. But so I'm thinking, okay, well, now it's my time, and the kids are off at school. And then after the first year, my son that's in college gets in trouble, and he got in a lot of trouble. And it turns out he's an addict alcoholic. And I mean, really, God, like, what are you doing to me? So it was a lot. to think that now here we go. You know, I always said when the kids were little, you know, thank God the kids don't all need the same thing at once. But this is a little extreme. So anyhow, so my son has been through court-ordered rehab. He's gone outpatient rehab and inpatient rehab. He knows the program. He knows sobriety, and he's now 38 years old, and he's doing fine. And because of Al-Anon, we have a really nice relationship, really because of Al-Anon. And I'll say a little bit more about that later. But that's enough of my background. But when I got to these rooms, it was really my second marriage that fell apart. And I think I just was old enough to know better, and said, there's something that I need to work on. And Al-Anon was there, and I knew I could be a better parent to my son, alcoholic addict. So I went, but it was a kind of an odd reason. It was more for my second marriage falling apart and me thinking, maybe I got some work to do. And, you know, this is sort of free therapy other than the basket that you pass around. And so I just started going, and I felt a bit like an imposter in the rooms, because I heard stories that didn't sound like mine, but I was honored and privileged to be in the room to hear such intimacy. And I started learning about the disease and the impact of the disease. And I started to understand what my loved one, my son, was facing. And it really turned around how I thought about addiction and alcoholism. And that's the reason I have a better relationship with him, is because I practiced the program, the tools, the do's and don'ts, run down that inventory regularly. It's given me a lot. And now I'm working it with my daughter, his twin, and it's not because of an addiction. It's just mother-daughter stuff and maybe some undiagnosed things. I don't know. All I know is we got friction, and thank God I have the program to pull on. It really helps. But, you know, when I was first here, the hearing stories that weren't my stories, but yet I can relate to and feeling privileged to hear, I was just took it in. And then there was the format of the meeting. You know, people would listen, like nobody got interrupted. I grew up in the corporate world, and you know, you wanted to always make sure your point was known, right? So this was a new experience of just everyone shared, nobody would comment, then it goes on to somebody else. And then sometimes there was this silence, and I would tap my fingers like, oh my God, somebody has to talk, somebody has to say something. I was just nerve-wracking. And I kept coming back. I think it's that strong will of mine, but I kept coming back. And, you know, now I love that silence. I just think there's something going on with that silence. So I've come a long way from those first meetings. So how I got there was a little weird. It wasn't everyone's story. And that's a bit of why I keep coming back. My son, and the relationship I've been able to form with him, the spiritual foundation. So, you know, as a young mother, I felt obliged to get my kids to have a religious upbringing. I wasn't very religious. We were Protestant, so, you know, not like some of my friends who were devoted Catholics and what have you. But as a mom, I thought that I need to give my kids a good background in religion. And they were having none of it. But trying to get three kids dressed and out on Sunday mornings, I did that enough times and tried different churches and, you know, checked off the list, nothing worked. And I knew that that was something I felt bad about and had an aching about. But when I came to these rooms, lo and behold, the spirituality aspect of the program was something I wasn't expecting. And it really is a wonderful comfort to me. And to think about, you know, praying for guidance, not praying with a checklist of, can you fix the alcoholic? Can you make sure that, you know, I get that raise? Can game over. It's about just opening up and paying attention and praying for guidance, which I did for tonight. And so whatever comes, it's not just me. So you can blame more than me. Yeah, so anyhow, the spirituality. The other thing that I heard that released me with my son was the three C's. I'd never heard that. It didn't cause it, you can't cure it, and you can't control it. Really? Someone said that to me? Really? I didn't cause it? It was just, oh yeah, the three C's, but you can contribute to it. So now I have to say that I do, in a very subversive way, look for ways that I can manipulate an outcome so that my kids are in good places. I think it's just in my DNA as a mom and just wanting the best for them, wanting their lives to be good, knowing they aren't going to listen to me, but thinking maybe there's something I could do. Just today, yesterday, I had a long conversation with a friend about my daughter and how I let her off the hook. She's late all the time, and I have managed it by just not planning on her ever to be on time and having my plan B ready to go. And I said to her, maybe I'm doing her a disservice by not being stricter with that boundary. And my Al-Anon friend said, well, remember, boundaries are for you, not for her. And I went, oh, darn it. You're right about my boundary. And I was taking care of myself by not expecting her to be on time. And so it's tricky stuff. It's very tricky stuff. But that's why I come back. See how I need guardrails around me to have the life that I want to have. And the other tools that I really cherish are the bookmarks and the sayings on the bookmarks. And I, many days, I begin my day with the Just for Today bookmark. And a lot of you are nodding your heads. I bet you guys are up there too, because they're so precious. And it just helps ground me and reminds me of how I want to live this day. And then at the end of the day, the Just for Tonight bookmarks give me a peaceful feeling of let it go and just get the rest and get up tomorrow. And it just is so precious and helpful to the quality of my life. And I really, that's why I'm going to come back. I keep coming back. So I don't think I could go on and on about the tools that I use and that I like, because there's so many of them, literature. You know, I was even thinking about that book that my sponsor and I were working on, Discovering Choices. I mean, that's a whole discovering at, you know, the tender age of 71, that there's choices that I can discover. There's attitudes that shift, and it just happened. And so the more I come, the more I have faith, and the strength of the program really works for me. And what a wonderful group of people to be hanging out with as well. And everybody that's here and online here, you're all about making life better for ourselves and for everyone else. And that's a good group to be hanging with. So that's why I keep coming back. And that's it. Thank you.